It's 826 at 95.7 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Time for our WSJM Sports Pet of the Week segment. It is brought to you by Dominion Chevrolet, Dominion Auto Group. You can see them at Dominion Chevrolet in Bridgman or Deals on Wheels in Benton Harbor or Dowagiac. And Dominion Auto Group remind you to support our local rescue groups and shelters. And Ron Butts is the director of Cass County Animal Control. Good to see you. How you been?
Oh, it's great, Phil. Good to see you again. Thanks for having me in here.
Yeah, our pleasure. Hope you had a good holiday.
I did. Went too fast, but ate a lot of food and yeah.
All is good.
Typical holidays.
Makes life good, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Good to see you. Glad you're able to. How are the roads, by the way, in the way in?
They're a little dicey, so if you need to be out today, just kind of plan a few extra minutes and don't be that person that's hurrying and end up in a ditch
because
four-wheel drive is just going to get you a little farther out there today, so.
Good point. Yep. Good point. So you've brought a little friend with you?
I did. I kind of broke tradition. Just giving the drive, I normally bring a cat because they ride a little better, but I've got Stumpy with me this morning.
Stumpy's going everywhere.
Yeah, she's quite the explorer. She's probably still trying to figure out where she's at, but she's having a good time and meeting lots of people here this morning, so it's a good thing.
And when you came into the studio, I asked you what kind of a dog Stumpy is, and it's kind of a little of this, a little of that, right?
Yep. She's on the small size, so with all the mixes and that, we kind of call her the Heinz 45. But once when she gets full grown, we'll bust her up to a Heinz 57 mix. But I'm kind of thinking after this morning's ride over here, she's part coffee hound, because man, did she want after my coffee. It was great.
Oh, man, a dog after your own heart, huh?
Yeah. She blended right in good, popped herself up on the console there, made herself at home. So she definitely wants to go for a ride and do some exploring like she's doing here this morning.
Mm-hmm. If you'd like to see Stumpy, we've got the Facebook Live video going right now on the WSJM Sports Facebook page. If you're not anywhere near the computer, you can check it out anytime that you want to log on to the WSJM Sports Facebook page. So Stumpy is about how old?
She's about 12 weeks old. So,
okay.
And she came in the shelter just shortly after Christmas time. She's one out of a litter of nine.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yep. So she's got a few brothers and sisters that we're working on getting placed out. But as you can tell by her personality, it's, you know, she's definitely a dog of all shapes and sizes.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's going to fit in anywhere where she needs to be. So
great, great personality.
Absolutely.
Have you noticed that she gets along well with the other dogs?
Plays well with others, you know, with her litter mates. You know, we kind of got to separate them up a little bit so we don't get too many in the cages and that. But she definitely loves playing in that. And with some of our Edwardsburg school kids that come in for community service, they get the honor of kind of socializing with the puppies and that. Because they came in, they were a little on the shy side. But as you could tell, that's changed real quick.
She had a little bit to say there, I see.
Yeah, she did.
So if you take a look at the Facebook Live video, you'd say about, you know, how, not an oversized dog by any stretch.
She's probably full grown, depending on how many snacks and that. She's going to she's gonna be up to about the 60-pound range when she's full grown there. So she's got to grow in those feet yet. But just because of her size, you know, and her personality, I wouldn't discourage that from anybody. So.
Sure.
Yeah, she's going to fit in wherever she needs to go.
Yeah. It'd be great company for somebody who's single or a couple looking to start a family.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Take baby steps.
Yep.
And you can start with Stumpy here. If they'd like to see more of Stumpy, do you have anything online?
We do. We just implemented a new website, and it's pretty easy to remember, ccacshelter.org. We've got all the profiles of all the adoptable pets up on there. Plus, it also has a new feature now with an events page.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be doing a new first here this year with the Dowagiac Ice Fest here on February 3rd on that Saturday from 11 to 1. We're going to be at Bow Wow Bath and Bakery doing a little small adoption event. So if it's nice and cold out, need some time to come in and warm up a little bit, you're going to have a pet you can come in and snuggle with for a few minutes or If we talk it just right, we might be able to take them home that day. So.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So now, somebody told me, I think, do you have some vaccine clinics coming up?
We do. And in February, we're going to have two. They're both going to be on Saturdays, the 10th and the 24th, from 9 a.m. to noon.
Okay.
So, and all the vaccinations, we're going to have one-year rabies, three-year rabies, and we're going to have a five-way vaccination, which is kind of a combination. Each one of those vaccinations is going to run $20. So if you need to get your dog vaccinated, give us a call at the shelter at 269-445-3701 and we'll get your name on the list so we make sure we've got enough vaccines on hand for everybody that shows up. So,
again, the new website is CCAC?
Shelter.org. Yep, pretty easy. Cass County Animal Control. So.
Yeah.
It's pretty original. So, but it's got some new features in that, and for the county, or for our county residents with their dogs, it's got some interactive features as well. So, you know, for being able to renew your dog license, and if you want to put a goofy picture of your dog up on the web, we'll get to enjoy that as well, too. So,
well, I know full well, too, that the adoption process for whether it be dogs or cats or whatever is a very easy process, too.
It is, and we've got the information listed on the website as well, too. So if you're interested in, you know, in being a first-time adopter with a shelter, just hop on over to the website and check out, see what we've got, or give us a call, and we'll help you out and get you in the right direction and find the right pet for you to take home.
So if you'd like, if you haven't had a chance to go to the WSJM Sports Facebook page, take a look at our Facebook Live video, and you can see Stumpy. And Stumpy wants to go home.
She does.
Yep.
And no disrespect to Ron. She doesn't want to go home with Ron. She wants to go home, home.
Yep. She needs some extra playmates outside of the shelter and that.
That's right. That's right. We're going to work on it, okay, Stumpy?
All right, so you can go to our WSJM Sports Facebook page. You can also head to the Cass County Animal Control Shelter page, and they can see you in Dowagiac during the Ice Fest.
Yep, February 3rd, that's Saturday. We'll be there at Bow Wow Bath and Bakery from 11 to 1.
All right, Ron, always good to see you.
Hey, it's great to be here, Phil.
All right, and have a safe trip back home.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's our Pet of the Week. It's brought to you by Dominion Auto Group. You can visit them in Dominion Chevrolet in Bridgman or Deals on Wheels in Benton Harbor and Dowagiac with 95.7 and 1400 WSJM. JM Sports.